one of the opposing walls. At least they couldn't get lost. As Luhan drove out of the fog and his headlights speared the darkness ahead, he expected to see one of two things. The mercs and their hostage would be either face down on the concrete, having succumbed to the lethal effects of the agrobacteria, or they would be visible, easy targets running up the tunnel ahead. As he looked out through the APC's view slit, neither scenario greeted him. To the limits of his headlight beams, about 300 yards ahead, the tunnel before him was empty. Luhan stared in disbelief. All of his arrays were still down. He couldn't hear anything but the clankety-clank of his own tracks on the ramp. He continued to advance until one by one his sensors came back online. Then he used them to search beyond the range of his headlights. Not that he seriously thought they could have gotten that far ahead. He scanned all the way to the tunnel's end with infrared and found nothing. It finally dawned on him.
Shit! They're still in the fucking fog!
He keyed the comlink to the APC following behind.
I've got nothing ahead of me. I think we might have driven right past them.
When he got no response, he figured their systems were still rebooting. After a moment, he tried again.
What's going on back there? Did you see anything in the fog?
Still nothing. There was no room for the APCs to turn around on the ramp. The easiest and quickest thing to do, if they had to go back and search the fog for bodies, was to exit at the top of the ramp, turn around in Gloomtown, and return. They could go back through the tunnel side by side, with their wheels rubbing the walls if they had to.
Can you hear me?
All he got was static. What the hell, he thought. As long as they kept following him up and out, that was all that mattered. As he approached the head of the ramp, he drove over the bodies that had been thrown down the tunnel. He met with much less resistance this time, having made the heaps more compact on the way down the ramp. The APC topped the rise and roared out into the crowded street. In the haze of plastic smoke and flashing light from the tellus high overhead, masses of milling, dirty-faced people sullenly gave ground. They knew the APC wouldn't stop or turn to keep from running them over. Those who couldn't run, those who appeared prostrate on the street, when the forest of legs swept apart, Luhan made no attempt to avoid. Some of them were alive, if barely. Alive enough to scream as they were crushed. The Major tried the comlink again, and again he was frustrated. Behind him, the other APC was pulling out of the ramp tunnel. He spoke to the lone crewman seated in the passenger compartment.
Bailey, hop over there and pound on the door. Tell them we're going to head back down the ramp and grid search the fog. Keep your pulse rifle on maximum, in case a gloomer wants to pick a fight.
To his weapons system engineer, the Major said,
Stay alert when the door's open.
The gunner nodded. As the cluster of cannons came to life, swiveling, searching for targets, the mob fanned back, opening up a clear path to the other APC. After Bailey ducked out the rear doors, Luhan followed him on infrared as he crossed over to the other APC and beat his gauntleted fist against the front of the hull.
I think we're going to have to do something. He's not going to go away.
The next round of thuds over Nara's head was even more insistent. Then, from outside, a voice was heard.
Open the rear doors. Gotta talk.
He wants in.
The second that other APC finds out it's us in here, it's going to open fire, which means we've got to be moving and firing first. And that leaves Ryan to handle the guy outside.
Got it covered. Just give me another one of those little mine things.
Dam reached into a pouch on his combat harness and passed him a shaped charge. The pounding shifted to the rear door.
Come on, hurry up and let me in. The natives are restless, and it's starting to get a little hairy out here.
It's gonna get way hairier.
He opened one of the doors just a crack. When the guy outside stuck his armor-gloved fingers in the gap to grab the edge, Ryan caught him by the wrist, kicked the door open, and jumped out beside him. A hip check knocked the man off balance, and he fell forward onto the APC's rear deck, with the toes of his boots still on the pavement. Ryan straddled the soldier and pressed his chest against the man's back, trapping his hips against the top of the bumper. Ryan held the explosive disc under the guy's black helmet.
See this? It's for you.
Then he slammed the charge to the guy's back, hauled him to his feet, and pushed him out into the street. Behind Ryan, Nara gunned the APC. He grabbed for a handhold and stepped up on the bumper as she clanked away. The man in the battle suit screamed through his speaker for help, frantically trying to reach the disc on his back, running a mad zigzag course for the other APC. The way he was swinging his arms, it looked as if he were being attacked by a swarm of invisible hornets. The mob found the sight comical. They laughed as they pointed at him, not understanding or caring why he was in such a state. Over the top of the APC's passenger compartment, Ryan saw the battlesuit flash in the middle, a clear white light passing all the way through it. There was a wet bang, and the battlesuit was severed in two. The lighter of the two sections, the one with arms and a head, skittered some distance across the pavement. Fragments of the sheared body armor sprayed out in a wide circle, chopping down the nearest spectators like a scythe. Some clutched minor wounds, others were face down, and never going to get up. Despite the injuries its members had sustained, the mob loved the show. It was much better than the Tellus. Rarely, if ever, did they get freewheeling improvisational entertainment. Cheering, they swarmed in to collect souvenirs. Unlike the lethal wounds served up by laser weapons, the slap charge produced a messy chill. With hands dripping gore, the crowd fought over detached plates of armor, a boot, a tri-blaster with a shattered receiver, and delaminated muzzle. Nara had traveled about 30 feet when Dam touched off the APC's cannons. Bolts of green light flashed across Gloomtown. Like ground-level horizontal chain lightning, it slammed into the side of the other APC, making it torque around on its tracks. Because the vehicle survived the attack and wasn't instantly cut in two, Ryan figured it had to have some kind of defense against its own brand of weaponry. Anticipating a return of fire, he dived back inside the passenger compartment. And just in time. The APC's interior hull glowed green for an instant, and in the same instant, the heavy vehicle was shoved hard to the right. Its tracks screeched as they scraped across the concrete. Not buckled to a safety harness, Ryan went flying into the illuminated wall. It was like hitting the side of a blast furnace. As he bounced off the searing hull, caustic smoke erupted from the cables and pipes between the I-beams. The APC continued to grind along the pavement as if pushed by a giant angry hand. When the vehicle came to a stop, it was tilted slightly off to the left.
We lost a track!
Nara ground the gears as she tried to maneuver with the one that remained. Ryan pushed up from the floorboards. Driven by a single track, the APC was turning in a very narrow circle.
Out!
Nara jumped from the driver's seat and yanked the visor off Dam's head.
Out or we're cooked!
What's wrong with Bailey? Has he lost his frigging mind?
He had no more than gotten the words out when the man running toward them was blown into halves. Behind the two-part corpse, the other APC was moving quickly away. It was only then that Major Lujan realized the people he hunted weren't in the fog.
Shoot the APC! Shoot them!
Before the gunner could obey, laser pulses slammed the side of the vehicle, jolting it sideways. Lujan flattened the accelerator.
Burn them! Burn them, goddammit!
The weapons system engineer opened fire on the fast-moving vehicle. The sustained beam of the laser cannons let out a banshee howl. A foot and a half in diameter, the solid lime-green ray sizzled across the crowded street, chasing after the other APC. Beyond the rear end of the target vehicle, stretching as far back as the building facades, were masses of tightly compressed humanity. The full-power cannon blast melted through them as if they were made of candle wax. All the way back to the facades, people died, their bodies not merely bisected, but exploding horrendously as the liquids inside them instantaneously reached fusion temperature. Lujan couldn't hear the shrieks of agony over the cannon's wail. It was too late to do anything about the mess, even if he'd wanted to. The gunner cut an arc of absolute destruction through the assembled multitudes, killing in the space of a few seconds, God only knew how many people. His unbroken stream of fire sawed through the ground floors of a row of distant buildings, causing their upper stories to collapse. Then he found the target. The laser lit up the side of the APC, shooting a shower of green sparks in all directions. The facing drive track snapped, and its two-foot-wide treads went flying. With the APC disabled, the weapons system engineer finally eased off the cannon's trigger.
I got them! They're dead meat!
Lujan watched the smoke coiling up from the side of the wounded vehicle, watched as its driver tried to move away, and instead clanked around in a feeble circle.
Finish them!
There was a terrible roar to Lujan's left, and something jarred the outside of the APC, jolting him hard against his seat harness. It wasn't the roar of cannon, it was the roar of human voices, thousands upon thousands of them. The Major realized with a start that he hadn't been watching the mob. He'd been preoccupied. He immediately gunned the engine. The transmission strained, but the tracks wouldn't move. Somehow, they'd been jammed. The crowd noise was so loud.